Hello, Voices of Wrestling listener. Dave Ryan here. Have you ever wondered to yourself how many hidden gems are hidden away inside the last years of World Championship Wrestling? Have you ever asked yourself how many tenuous gags can be made about the name Mike Enos? And have you ever thought about what it sounds like for two Irishmen to interpret a very chaotic company through its B-show? The answers to all this and more are just a click away. Check out Days of Thunder every second Thursday on the Voices of Wrestling podcast network.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling podcasting network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
And welcome everyone to episode 39 of the 5-Star Match Game. I am your humble host, Joe Gagne, and tonight all contestants must shake hands before each round, as yes, we are covering Ring of Honor. Now, longtime listeners may remember we did this topic all the way back in episode 2, many moons ago, but that show only had two contestants, and we covered the entire history of the company through 2017 or so. This show is focused on the glory days of the promotion, basically when it was booked by Gabe Sapolsky from 2002 to 2008, so mostly all new questions, a little bit of recycling, because there were some questions I liked from the last time, but it'll be fine. And let's meet our panel up first. We have one of the contestants from that first ROH show, a Ring of Honor expert, and someone I shared a lengthy cab ride with WrestleMania weekend in 2019, Sean Sedor. Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Joe. Man, I you bringing that up, I can't believe that was already 5 years ago, well over 5 years ago at this point. But I'm doing all right. I have to be honest, even though people know me as the Ring of Honor guy on the site, I am a little nervous going into this one. While I'm very knowledgeable about Ring of Honor, you know, very early Ring of Honor is a blind spot for me in some ways. So I think this might be a little more competitive than I think some would initially think, but I'm excited to go through it still and see how I do.
All right. Set the expectations already. Up next, we have first-time contestant, host of the Gentleman's Wrestling Podcast, right here on this very podcasting network, and proud Massachusetts resident, Jesse Collins. Jesse, how you doing?
That's right, Joe. Thanks for including the very most important part of my intro, which is my state of residence. Shaking hands, like, I could definitely shake hands with Sean, conceivably, like, within, like, several hours. Our third contestant will be a little bit more challenging for me to get to.
I don't know about that, Jesse. You are a Patriots fan, so I gotta... I'll shake your hand, but I'll remind you that the Eagles beat you in the Super Bowl. What was that, 6-7 years ago?
Oh, wow. Sounds so important to you that you can't even remember when it happened. To be honest, I was in the Philadelphia area, and I was wearing a Patriots shirt several years ago. And someone was quick to, again, like Sean said, remind you, like, hey, we beat you in the Super Bowl. And I said, you know, Patriots fans, we don't even remember that Super Bowl. Joe, do you remember that Super Bowl, like, at all? Do you think about that Super Bowl?
No, vaguely.
No. Yeah. It's like, you know, it just wasn't that. We went to, like, 5 straight Super Bowls. We barely remember that.
I am docking Sean 5 points for bringing up the Patriots Super Bowl loss. However, but moving, someone who probably doesn't care much for American football, but he heads up the Wrestling 101 Project and was a former quizmaster himself. It's Robin Reed. Robin, how you doing?
Well, to immediately break expectations, I do have the Dolphins Bill game on in the background.
Okay.
So in fact,
all right,
I am locked in, but less confident even than Sean trying to lower his own expectations before he absolutely humiliates us both going into this one. I actually met Sean, met online when I was a moderator on the ROH World Forum, which was the kind of successor to the ROH board back in around, when was that, Sean? About 2010, something around there.
Yeah, I think I hopped on that forum like late 2011, I want to say.
So in theory, I used to have a really good grasp of Ring of Honor. Now, it's been a few years and my memory ain't great, and we're going to probably find out that the recall of this stuff is poorer than I'd like, but I'll use the excuse that it's about 2 a.m. here, so, you know, I've got a pre-built-in excuse.
All right. Everyone bringing the excuses already. I love it. So we normally have 5 rounds of trivia, but tonight we have 6 because I thought of another game. So we have a lot to get into, so why don't we begin with round 1, your show of shows. Now, Ring of Honor was certainly well known for their show titles. For this game, I will give you an event from Ring of Honor history. You told me the show name it took place on. So if I said Samoa Joe versus Kenta Kobashi, hopefully you would respond Joe versus Kobashi. Now, if it's one of Ring of Honor's yearly shows like Death Before Dishonor, I don't need the number or the year, just Death Before Dishonor is fine. So everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Sean, you're up first. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Samoa Joe wins the Ring of Honor world title.
I believe that would be Night of Champions.
You believe correct. That is right. All right, Jesse, you have James Gibson wins the Ring of Honor title.
Redemption?
Redemption is correct. And Robin, you have Bryan Danielson wins the Ring of Honor title.
This is an ominous start, given they've both knocked it out of the park. let's go Final Battle.
Oh, that's Glory by Honor. I'm sorry. All right, Sean, back to you. You have the Loki Samoa Joe fight without honor.
Let me think. So, like I said earlier, early Ring of Honor, not my strong suit. So I'm going to take a guess here. Would that be the first anniversary show?
No, that's Glory by Honor, that first one of those. All right, Jesse, you have the famed Morishima Danielson match.
Was it the 5th anniversary show?
Oh, that was Manhattan Mayhem. I believe the 2nd Manhattan Mayhem.
I can picture the it being at the Manhattan Center, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Damn it.
Yeah, the Manhattan part down. All right, Robin, you get the first Chicago show.
First Chicago show. Chicago Spectacular?
No, that was Reborn, part of the Reborn series. All right, Sean, back to you. You have the Field of Honor finals.
Go Glory by Honor.
Oh, it was Final Battle, actually.
Oh, wow. I had it right the first time.
Ugh. All right, Jesse, you have Kenta Kobashi works a tag match. So this would be the night after Joe versus Kobashi.
Death Before Dishonor.
Oh, it's called Unforgettable.
Yeah, I have no idea.
All right, Robin, you have the first pay-per-view.
Well, there's a few options there because they reused a couple of those pay-per-view names. What was the first one? Was the first one Driven?
Oh, it was Respect is Earned. It came a little later. All right, Sean, back to you. You have Nigel McGuinness wins the ROH title.
That would be Undeniable.
Undeniable is correct. All right, Jesse, you have the first pure champion is crowned.
The first pure champion was AJ Styles, and he won it on the 2nd anniversary show?
Anniversary show is correct. All right, Robin, you have the Punk Daniel 60-minute match.
Punk Daniel 60-minute match. Well, not a great sign that I don't even remember that happening. Let's go for one of the recurring ones. Let's go Death Before Dishonor.
Oh, sorry, it's called The Homecoming. All right, Sean, your final question is Kenta and Atenta.
Kenta and a tent, like...
Yeah, the show that had to take place in a tent.
Oh, yes, I remember this one. That was Glory by Honor.
Glory by Honor is correct. I was there, lucky me. All right, Jesse, your final question. Nigel McGuinness wins the pure title.
Nigel wins the pure title. That's the expert on Nigel McGuinness. He won at the Dragon Gate Challenge?
Oh, it was Dragon Gate Invasion.
Oh, I guess they're 2 different shows, so that's okay.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah,
that's all right. And Robin, your final one. Mitsuhara Misawa works for the company. He worked 2 shows, both with the same title.
Okay, so probably one of the weekends then. He worked a tag match with Mara Fuji, and then he worked against him, I think. So what was the... Was that All-Star Weekend?
Oh, I'm sorry. That was Glory by Honor.
Ah, Ofa.
No, plenty of game. Hey, we have an extra round in here, so don't worry. But at the end of the first round, we have Sean with 3, Jesse right behind with 2. Robin, yet to be on the board as we head to round 2. A winner is who? For this category, I'll give you an event in Ring of Honor history. You tell me who emerged victorious. So if I said Joe versus Kobashi, hopefully you will respond to Kenta Kobashi. Everyone's going to get 5 questions. Correct answers worth 1 point apiece. Jesse, you're up first. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, you get the Field of Honor.
Oh, I have no idea. I'm going to say Samoa Joe.
Oh, Matt Stryker won that. Unibrow Matt Stryker won that. All right, Robin, you get the Race to the Top tournament.
Was that Doug Williams?
No, Claudio Castagnoli won that one.
Wrong European country.
Yeah. Sean, you get the Best of the American Super Juniors.
Oh, Best of the American Super Juniors. That one is pretty easy. That is the ever so infamous Dragon Soldier B.
Correct. All right. Jesse, you get the very first Survival of the Fittest winner.
Oh, I just researched this, and it's someone who never did anything else like notable in wrestling. I forget their name, though. I don't know who it is. I'm going to guess it was Bobby Dempsey, even though it wasn't.
No, that's Brian Danielson.
Oh, I'm confusing my tournaments now. Oh, that's terrible.
When you said he's never done anything in wrestling again, I was like, I don't think he's had down a correct answer here. All right, Robin, you get the second Survival of the Fittest in 2005.
Second one, was that John Walters?
Oh, that's Roderick Strong on that one. And Sean, you get the third Survival of the Fittest.
Okay, so that would have been 2006. And I one of the reasons why I remember this one is because it was a 5-way final instead of a 6-way final. That would be Delirious.
Delirious is correct. All right, Jesse, back to you. The Scramble Cage Melee, held right in Massachusetts.
I believe that was Jack Evans.
Jack Evans is correct. All right, Robin, you get the second round Robin challenge. There was an actual winner for this one.
Who was in this one? I think Daniels was in it, but did he win it? Let's go to Christopher Daniels.
Christopher Daniels is correct.
There we go, on the board.
All right. Sean, you get Paul London's final match in the company. Who won that match?
I believe, this is something I did research, I think he challenged Samoa Joe for the title and lost.
Samoa Joe is correct. Okay, Jesse, you get the Best of 5 series.
I have no idea. I'm going to guess Austin Aries.
Oh, that was Brian Danielson again.
Oh, come on.
For Homicide. All right, Robin, you get the Clockwork Orange House of Fun match.
So, I think that was Raven versus Punk, but who won it? Was that the blow off or not? Let's go Raven.
Raven is correct.
There we go.
Lucky me was there for that one too. All right, Sean, you get the Scramble Cage match from Main Event Spectacles.
Was it Special K?
Oh, the Backseat Boys actually won that one. All right, Jesse, your final question, the Trios tournament in 2005.
Is it the Age of the Fall?
Oh, no, there's a Rottweilers. Age of the Fall came a little bit later. All right, Robin, your final question. The first Scramble Cage Warfare match.
Was that Special K?
No, that's Generation Next won that one over the Embassy. All right, and Sean, your final question. The first Ladder War match.
The Briscoes won that match.
Briscoes is correct. All right, so at the end of 2 rounds, Sean in the lead with 7, Jesse with 3, Robin with 2, as we head to round 3. It's called List 'em and Learn. For this game, I will give you a category. Say, everyone gave booked on a Ring of Honor show. We'll say there were 200 people. Player 1 will give the number they can name off the top of their head, say 100. Then switches to player 2, who can either say they can name more or challenge player 1. If you say you can name more, you don't have to increase by 1. You can name as many as you want. It goes back and forth until someone is challenged. Once challenged, you have to name the appropriate number of names. Do so, you get 2 points. Make any mistakes, your opponent gets 2 points. Everyone gets 2 chances with a chance to go first and also challenge. So, Robin, you are in 3rd place right now. I'm going to give you a choice. We have 1 question about CM Punk. We have 1 about Brian Danielson. And we have 1 that's kind of a potpourri. They all have about the same number of names on them.
Let's go with the potpourri. That sounds potpourri. Fun.
All right, this will be for you and Jesse. So 26 men competed in either the tournament to crown the first Ring of Honor champion or the tournament to crown the first Ring of Honor tag champions, or both. How many can you name out of 26?
Okay, so I don't feel great about the tag one, but I feel decent about the singles world title. So let's start off nice with 10.
10. All right, Jesse.
I'll do 11.
11.
Say 12.
12.
I would like to see Robin name 12.
All right, we need 12 names that either competed in the tournament to crown the first Ring of Honor champion or the tournament to crown the first tag team champions, or both.
Okay, so let's start with the final of the singles one. That was Christopher Daniels.
That gives you one.
Low Key.
Gives you two.
Doug Williams.
You three.
And Spanky, I think.
Yes, that is correct. Yes, Spanky was four.
Okay, so going on from there, who did they beat in singles matches to qualify for that? AJ Styles was in there.
That's correct.
I have definitely overestimated how my recollection of this, the first round of this, because there were some Texas guys who barely ever did anything else in the company. Who did Doug Williams beat? I don't remember. Okay, let's move over to the tag tournament. First tag champions were... they faced in the final Donovan Morgan.
Gives you six. You're halfway there.
Christopher Daniels, I've already done, haven't I? Mm-hmm. Brian Danielson.
That gives you seven.
And he faced the other... Noah Regular, that he teamed with the other Noah Regular, who was it Michael Modest?
Gives you eight.
Okay, and can I remember anything earlier in the tag tournament? Not looking great. Let's say, was Dan Maff in there?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dan Maff was not.
That's put me out of my misery, at least.
Names are not mentioned. Amazing Red had a match with Low Key in that. Biohazard was probably a name you were thinking of as a Texas guy who did very little. Chris Devine, I believe, was in the tag tournament. Dick Togo in Kudo Hidaka. James Maritato. Jay Briscoe. Jerry Lynn was in, I know, the world title tournament. Jody Fleisch. Joel, the Maximos. Joel and Jose. Paul London, Prince Nana, of all people, Johnny Storm, Quiet Storm, Scoot Andrews, Tony Mamaluke, and Xavier round out the list. So that is 2 points to Jesse. All right. So, Jesse, you are going first in the next question with Sean. You can have Brian Danielson or CM Punk.
Well, given I whiffed on the two Brian Danielson questions that were given to me earlier, I still feel like I know his Ring of Honor career more than I know CM Punk's. Now, there's a lot more to choose from in Brian Danielson, so I'll take the Brian Danielson category.
Okay. So during Brian Danielson's Ring of Honor world title run, he defended the title against 23 men. How many can you name? And this does not include the win against James Gibson. These are matches where he defended the title.
Okay, I feel pretty good about this one. How many did you say there were?
23.
All right, let's start with 13.
13, all right, Sean.
I can probably go 15.
15, ooh, jump it up, all right.
16.
16.
17.
Oh my goodness.
I really just want to play a game where I list them, so I don't want to pass the buck on Bolton, so I will say 18 against my better judgment, and Sean is probably going to win anyway, so might as well go for it.
So do I think you can name 18? I'm going to say that you can't name 18.
Oh, all right.
Okay, no, that's a fair. That's a fair.
You get your wish.
So these are Brian Danielson. I played
strategically.
Yeah, so these are Brian Danielson. These are just his defenses, right?
Title defenses, world title.
We're not counting the one that he won the title on.
Nope.
Even though I'm not answering here, just to clarify, so is this only title defenses he had in Ring of Honor?
And Kamala does not count. No.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
That was one of the answers. Right. Yeah.
So okay, all right. Just wanted to clarify.
I'll start with Kenta.
Kenta gives you one.
Austin Aries
gives you two.
Christopher Daniels.
That gives you three, previously mentioned.
Oh, I thought that would be really embarrassing. Nope. Nigel McGuinness.
Nigel, of course, gives you a four.
AJ Styles.
That gives you five.
Mara Fuji.
Gives you six.
Roderick Strong. Did I say him already?
You did not. That gives you seven. That's
great.
Quite a few shots.
Steve Corino.
Steve Corino gives you eight.
He rests on some weird people. Oh, Lance Storm. That was a famous
Lance Storm. Well, a very weird person. Yes.
No. I was thinking he wrestled some like odder people that you don't really remember. Jimmy Yang.
Jimmy right? Yang gives you 10.
All right. So how many did I say I could name?
You said 18. So right. Eight more.
All right. We're just going to start getting into. He wrestled Delirious.
He did. That gives you 11.
Chris Hero.
Chris Hero famously gives you 12.
When I was doing my research, this guy's name came up a lot. BJ Whitmer.
BJ Whitmer gives you 13.
Okay, great. Who are some other guys kicking around Ring of Honor at the time? Jimmy Rave, he was around a lot, right?
Oh, I don't have a title defense for Jimmy Rave.
Oh, shit.
Unless I'm forgetting something.
I think he did defend against Jimmy Rave.
Oh, really? Sure. Let me double check that.
Oh my gosh, some drama here. That was a total guess, too.
I think it was on, it might have been on the fourth anniversary show, because I know he, around that time, he defended against.
I missed that.
And this guy was saying he wasn't confident, and he's correct in the Quizmaster. Jeez. At his own detriment, too.
Yes. But I have to be fair to Jesse.
And Jimmy, I clearly remember the Jimmy Rave match super well. It definitely wasn't a guess of random people that like were in Ring of Honor during that title reign.
Oh no, you're right. It was fourth anniversary show. Jimmy
Rave. Let's go.
Did I not have him? No, I did not have him.
That's like 18. That's like 18, right?
Let me add him. That gives you 14. So we do need four more.
Oh jeez. Okay. I can do this. Alex Shelley.
Alex Shelley gives you 15.
And Chris Sabin.
And Chris Sabin gives you 16. We need two more.
All right. He has a couple other like kind of odd defenses. But who were they against? Oh, you know what? Sanjay Dutt.
Pull out Sanjay Dutt. Gives you 17.
He has some, because I did a study on like when I was a year or two ago, I was like looking at his title reign. And I remember he had some like kind of like guys who were in a lot of different companies, like undersized guys like Sanjay Dutt and Jimmy Yang and Jimmy Rave. So I need one more.
You need one more.
I'm probably forgetting someone super famous and super obvious. Did I say Rocky Romero already?
You haven't. Would you like to make that guess?
Yes, I'll go with Rocky.
And that gives you 18.
I can't believe it.
Wow. Names you did not mention. Obscure names like Samoa Joe, Homicide, and Colt Cabana.
Shit. It's okay. I got them right. I did do some crash studying for this, and I knew I would I'd pull out some obscure knowledge and then whiff on easy ones. So I'm happy.
But hey, you got there. You got there.
That was painful.
You got there. Also, Jimmy Jacobs, I believe, was in a three-way with BJ Whitmer. Xavier had a shot, and Sua from Dragon Gate kind of had a random shot.
See, I remember Sua. I do remember the Sua match, but I couldn't remember if that was like a Ring of Honor match. Because like you said, Kamala didn't count because that was like an indie.
Yes. So, Jesse, you swept both your questions. Very good. Both by participating and not participating. So, very good gamesmanship there. All right, Sean, this last question is for you and Robin. CM Punk had 23 singles opponents during his time with the company. How many can you name? Sean is champing at the bit here.
Gulp.
Boy. We'll go with 10.
10, all right.
Okay, so I overestimated my abilities last time, but just regular singles matches, I think I can do 11.
Okay, 11. All right, Sean, can you do 11? Or would you do better than that?
I'll go 12.
12, all right, Robin.
We're getting to the ominous point here now where I'm not sure I can do 13, but I'm pretty sure Sean can. So it's a bit of a lose-lose. let's say 13.
13.
Let's say I can do 13.
I don't think I trust Robin, so I will challenge him to name 13.
Okay, we need 13 names CM Punk had a singles match with in Ring of Honor.
Okay, let's go for the obvious ones. Colt Cabana.
Colt Cabana gives you one.
Raven.
Raven, of course, gives you two.
When we say singles matches, are we talking one-on-one or do like four ways count?
Just one-on-one.
Okay. Okay, he faced Christopher Daniels.
Yep, as mentioned, that gives you three.
He faced... I should not be... reaching already. Wow. he faced Jimmy Rave.
Oh yes. Quite the feud with him. That gives you four.
The themed mm-hmm. guy of this round. did he face him? Or was that only tag matches? Did he face BJ Whitmer? Let's leave that for now. Alex Shelley?
Alex Shelley gives you five.
Okay, and then he... You know what? I'm not reaching 13 without him, so let's just throw it out and potentially get me out of my misery. BJ Whitmer?
That does give you six. Your misery continues.
man, I really should just let Sean do this, but he'd have got it anyway. Okay, so that, then... he faced Homicide?
Homicide gives you seven. We're over halfway there.
James Gibson?
James Gibson gives you eight.
Who are some of the guys that you've heard? Austin Aries?
That gives you nine. You are four away.
Let's just throw out some names that would have been around then. Did he face... You know, I was going to say Loki, but I don't think he actually did ever face Loki. Did he face... did he ever have a match with Bryan Danielson?
Is that an answer?
Yeah, yes, let's say it is.
Yes, he did. He gives did. You 10. You are three away.
Three away. I think I remember an AJ Styles match. Let's say AJ Styles.
That gives you 11. We need two more.
It's gonna be all the more painful when I screw it up now. I don't think he ever faced Dan Math. Who else would he have faced? Because he feuded with the Prophecy for a long time. Who else was in the Prophecy? Mark Briscoe was in the Prophecy. I don't think he faced him. Let's go with... Let's go Dan Math. Let's get this over with.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have Dan Moff on my list unless Sean remembers differently.
I think he just faced him in like eight different tag matches. But yeah, I was running out of steam anyway. Let's get it over with.
Oh, they did face an FIP, but that does not quite count. I don't think anyone ever even bothered to see that. So everything else was tag matches. I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't even say Samoa Joe, did I? Oh,
you
my
did not,
God.
No.
That is Samoa so Joe. Stupid. One of the most famous.
Oh, my
feuds.
God.
Pretty famous dear. Matches with CM Punk.
Well, the same thing might have to Robin happened to me, where like I rattled off the really
he missed
obvious.
Some of his,
I rattled off like some of the really obvious yep. ones early, and then I'm like, all right, I got all the obvious ones. Time to go into like the obscure bag, and you forget that you missed like extremely obvious answers.
Yes, other names, although there was Doug Williams and John Walters from the Pure Title Tournament, the second anniversary show. There was Jay Lethal and Roderick Strong when he was champion. He had defenses against them. It's a little more CW yep. Anderson mm-hmm. at the first anniversary show. He had one with Davey Andrews, just kind of a one-off there. Let's see. Mace of the Christopher Street Connection was on there. Michael Shane early on. Mike Kruel, oddly enough. Spanky and Steve Carino.
I don't actually feel too bad about that then.
No, you did very well.
Quite obscure. The Samoa Joe is a bad miss, but other than that, I don't feel too bad. And Sean would have definitely got it, so I was losing either way.
At the end of three rounds, Sean in the lead with 9. Jesse made quite a comeback. He's at 7. Robin with 2 as we head to round 4 of Over Under. For this game, I'll give you a category and a number. You tell me if the actual number is higher or lower. If I said Samoa Joe ROH world title reigns in 1.5, you hopefully respond under or lower since he only had 1. So you have a 50-50 chance here. So everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers worth 1 point apiece. Robin, you're up first. Are you ready?
Go for it.
All right. The total time of CM Punk Samoa Joe world title matches is 2 hours and 30 minutes. So they had 3 matches.
Well, the 2 hour part's pretty easy, but then... Mm-hmm. Well, I'm taking the over. It's pretty over close either way.
Over is correct. It was 31 minutes that last match. So you are correct. All right, Sean, you have days of Samoa Joe's ROH world title reign at 7:30 for 2 years.
So I'm saying below 7:30
for that. And you'd be correct. It was 6:45. All right, Jesse, you have 5-star matches during the Gabe era at 2.5. 5 stars is awarded by Dave Meltzer, of course.
Under.
No, there's actually 3. There was Joe Kobashi, Joe Punk 2, and the Dragon Gate 6-man. All right, Robin, you have barbed wire matches at 1.5.
Okay, so there was the Carino homicide. Was there another one? I think there was. I'm going over.
Over is correct. There was Whitmer Necro Butcher.
There we go.
All right, Sean, you have BJ Whitmer world tag title reigns at 3.5.
I am going to go with the over 3.5.
Over. He hit 4. He had 2 with Dan Moff and 2 with Jimmy Jacobs. All right, Jesse, you have 5th year festival, the number of shows they had for that at 5.5.
I think I'm going to go under.
No, there are actually 6 of them.
Why were there 6 instead of 5?
I wish I knew.
That was my logic.
All right, Robin, you have Punk Raven singles matches in Ring of Honor at 4.5.
Under.
Under is correct. I had 4. All right, Sean, you have minutes in length of the main event of the first anniversary show, that Endless Scramble match, at 39.
For some reason, I feel like it was, my research, I feel like it was 40 minutes, so I'm going to go with the over.
Oh, it was actually 33 minutes. It felt like an hour and 33 minutes. Jesse, back to you. You have Homicide successful world title defenses at 1.5.
I'm going to say over.
Over is correct. He had 3. All right, Robin, you have low-key successful world title defenses at 0.5.
Did he have one? I think he did. I'm going over.
He did. He had 1 against AJ Styles. I was present for. All right, Sean, you have CM Punk's world title reign length in days at 75.
All right. So I know he won the title in June. He beat Austin Aries. And then he lost the title at the Redemption Show, which, fun fact, that was one of the first ROH DVDs I ever got. Hmm. So that's one of my fonder memories from getting ROH stuff. And that was, for some reason, I remember that one as being like August because it was right around the same time as Katrina. So that would definitely put it at under 75.
All right, under is correct. It's 55 days.
What a strange connection between the two of them.
Well, that was also around the same time I was starting middle school. So,
jeez, I'm docking another 5 points for that. All right, Jesse, you have pure champions at 8.5. The number of pure champions in the first run with that belt.
Just in the Gabe era. Hold on. I'm gonna say under.
Under is correct. There were 7.
All right. No one had it more than once, right?
trying to think. I don't think
I was so. Trying to think about that too. Like,
all right, Robin, your final question. Eddie Guerrero singles matches in Ring of Honor at 2.5.
Well, he was on the first show, and then he was back for Night of Appreciation, I think, but I don't remember any of us. I mean, this show has shown that my memory of something non-existing doesn't necessarily mean it didn't happen in Ring of Honor, but I'm taking the under.
Under is correct. He actually had two. He had with Super Crazy at the very first show, and he just had a random match with Brian Excel at Night of Appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Two is correct. You ran the gamut that round. All right,
I needed good round.
All right, Sean, you have Conan matches in Ring of Honor at 1.5.
Conan. Oh, that's a pull. I feel like it had to be a one-off, so I'm gonna go with the below 1.5.
He was brought back for one more match a kind of make do. Try to remember, because I know he had the kind of disastrous first match. I don't even know if it made tape. Yes, he had a final battle. He had one, and then Revenge on the Prophecy. He had a another one going against the SAT and Ghost Shadow, so a bit more his speed.
I had no idea Conan wrestled in Ring of Honor.
Yep.
How about that?
What a world.
But did you listen to his podcast, Sean? That's the more important question.
You cannot pay me to listen. Well, actually, you could pay me, but it'd have to be a lot of money. Or I would also accept NASCAR diecasts as payment.
I wouldn't hold out for that. All right, Jesse, your final question. This goes a little beyond the Gabe era, but mostly in the Gabe era. It's Nigel's days as Ring of Honor champion at 500.
Under.
No, it's actually over yet at 545 days.
Oh, that's a bad one to get wrong, given who Jesse loves.
That's okay. It's a spiritual love. It's not one based on cold hard facts and reality.
All right, so we got a little closer here. At the end of round 4, Sean with 12, Jesse with 9, Robin with 7, as we head to round 5, Titletown. This game, I'll give you the name of Ring of Honor show. With part of it missing, you fill in the blank. So if I said death before blank, hopefully you respond dishonor. Everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers worth 1 point apiece. Sean, you're up first. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right, you have Night of the Blank from December 7th, 2002.
The Night of the Butcher.
Butcher is correct. All right, Jesse, you have Blank on the Prophecy from January 11th, 2003.
Judgment?
No, Revenge. Close. All right, Robin, you have Wrath of the Blank from August 9th, 2003.
Wrath of the Racket.
Racket is correct. All right, Sean, you have Blank Reunion from October 2nd, 2004.
Midnight Express Reunion.
Midnight Express is correct. All right, Jesse, you get Blank in the UK from August 13th, 2006.
Anarchy.
Anarchy, very well. Very well stated. All right. Robin, you have Showdown in Blank from November 4th, 2005.
Is that Showdown in Motown?
Motown is correct. All right, Sean, you get Night of Blank from April 27th, 2002.
Would that be Night of Appreciation?
Appreciation is correct. All right, Jesse, you get Fate of an Blank from July 16th, 2005.
Can you say that again?
Fate of an Blank. So it begins with a vowel. I'll just say that.
Fate of an American. I have no idea.
Not wrong, but it's actually Angel. It was from the Matt Hardy stop off against Christopher Daniels. All right, Robin, you get Blank from New York, July 9th, 2005.
Blank from New York. Live from New York?
Oh, Escape from New York.
Okay.
All right, Sean, you get Tradition Blank from October 16th, 2003.
Would that be Tradition Continues?
Continues is correct. All right, Jesse, you get Night of the Blank, but this time from June 14th, 2003.
I have no idea. Night of the Hunter.
Oh, Grudges. All right, Robin, you get World Title Blank from June 12th, 2004.
2004. So was that a show? Was that World Title Classic?
Classic is correct. All right, Sean, your final one. A Blank at the Roxbury, June 8th, 2007.
That would be A Fight at the Roxbury.
A Fight at the Roxbury is correct. All right, Jesse, your final question. A Blank State Showdown, October 25th, 2003.
Keystone?
Oh, Empire State Showdown.
Of course. What a terrible category by me.
All right. Robin, you get the classic Bitter Friends, Blank Enemies from August 16th, 2003.
Bitter Friends. Is it Bitter Friends, Better Enemies?
Stiffer Enemies, actually.
Oh, of course it is. Stiffer. There we go.
All right, so we have Sean in the lead with 17. Jesse and Robin, both with 10, as we head to our final round, the sprint. For this game, I'll ask you individually each 10 fill-in-the-blank questions in a row. If you don't know, just guess, because we don't go back. All right. Jesse and Robin, you're tied. Does anyone want to go first?
Robin can go first.
Robin, is that okay?
Sure, fine with me.
All right. All right, your final first question begins now. Special K's bodyguard was named blank.
Big guy with dreadlocks. Name was, I think it was a mononym. Let's say Crusher.
Oh, Slugger. You're so close. All right, Steve Corino, Samoa Joe, C.W. Anderson, and Michael Shane were in a stable called blank.
The Group.
The Group is somehow correct.
Although I think technically they didn't have a name.
Yes. Also, I would have accepted that as well.
There we go.
All right.
No points though.
Omar Tortuga and Diablo Santiago teamed in Ring of Honor as the blank.
It was this very E-fed name. it's not coming to me.
Oh, it's the Outcast Killers.
There we go. It's very, very E-fed.
Yes, the final Punk Raven match was a blank match.
Was the last one a dog collar? Was it the cage? I can't remember which way round it was. Let's say cage.
Cage is correct. Jack Evans' stable was known as the blank.
Vulture Squad?
Vulture Squad is correct. Howie Roll and Generation Now featured the only two matches in Ring of Honor from former WWE star blank.
Huh. How we roll on Generation Now. Don't know. So let's say Lance Storm.
That was Christian.
Oh, yes. That would make sense. Yep.
All right. At WrestleRave, AJ Styles defended the blank title.
Pure title?
No, it's the NWA World title.
Oh, okay.
At the first Ring of Honor event, Eddie Guerrero defended a title from the blank promotion.
Okay. Was it IWA Puerto Rico?
That is correct.
There we go. That's a good pull.
Yes. Blank was the fan-created tag team name for the short-lived Matt Sydal Fast Eddie team.
Fast and Loose. No idea.
That was better. It's the Air Devils, if you remember or don't. And finally, Blank was the guest ref for the American Dragon low-key match at the first round robin challenge.
Okay, so that was like the second or third show or something. Was that Ricky Steamboat?
Oh, that's Ken Shamrock.
Oh, yeah, of course it was that one.
All right, so you had 4 correct answers. That gives you 14. All right, Jesse, you're up next. Are you ready?
Yeah, the questions you asked, Robin, just terrified me. I would have gotten like a 0 correct. So I do not have high hopes.
Hey, you never know. Let's see. Let's see what happens. All right, Ring of Honor ran their first show in the blank.
They ran it in Philadelphia, but it's at the something athletic center. The Alhambra Athletic Center?
Oh, the Murphy Rec Center. Okay. All right. Blank turned on Ring of Honor at the 100th show.
Claudio Castagnoli?
Claudio is correct. Terry Funk worked one Ring of Honor match against Blank.
Steve Corino.
No, it was CM Punk. It was a choose your opponent type deal. All right, Mark Briscoe could not wrestle in the early Philly Ring of Honor shows because blank.
He was too young.
Too young is correct for the Athletic Commission.
And his debut was at Wakefield, Massachusetts.
Darn right. All right, Final Battle 2003 saw Ring of Honor wrestlers have a 4-match series with wrestlers from blank.
From the UK, right?
No, it was All Japan. Yeah. Right. Roderick Strong's stable was known as Blank.
Oh, it wasn't the Age of the Fall. It was the other one that was like, it was like our a new era, new reign, something like that.
That was a No Remorse Corps.
Ah, okay. I'm okay with that then.
All right. Wrestling legend Blank was a special guest at Glory by Honor 2006 Night 2 at the Manhattan Center.
Is that Ricky Steamboat?
Oh, that was Bruno Sammartino. All right. Blank purchased Ring of Honor in 2004.
Kerry Silken
is correct. All right. Homicide and Boogaloo briefly teamed in early Ring of Honor as Blank. This is a deep pull, I admit.
It's not like the Hit Squad or something, right? That's someone else.
No. Oh, no. Let's see. For bigger matches, the Ring of Honor announcers would blank.
They would leave commentary.
Leave commentary is correct. All right. So, Jesse, you had 4 correct answers. That gives you 14.
Very respectable for me.
Yes. Right, you hit double digits just like you wanted.
A nice handshake between me and Jesse here.
Yeah. There you go. I was going to be like, I was actually working my, I was just, you know, I thought it'd be gentlemanly to let Robin go first. He's dealing with, you know, it's the middle of the night for him. I was like, I'll let him go first. And thankfully he took like all these questions I would have gotten. So I got a couple more in my wheelhouse to get a respectable correct answer.
All right. Well, Sean, you still have the lead despite the other two going first. So I guess we'll just do your questions since I worked hard on them. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
All right. The first state Ring of Honor ran outside of Pennsylvania was blank.
I'm going to guess New York.
Oh, God, Massachusetts. Oh, man. I'm better.
We just said it.
Austin Aries had a stable called the Blank.
The Resilience.
Resilience is correct. AJ Styles defended the Blank title at Crowning a Champion.
Would that be the TNA X Division title?
It would be. Yes, that's correct. Samoa Joe's final opponent at the 5th-year festival was Blank.
Homicide.
Correct. Blank was a sister promotion to Ring of Honor and sometimes saw its title defended on Ring of Honor shows.
Shimmer.
I don't know what that. I was thinking FIP, but I guess Shimmer is not entirely wrong. It doesn't matter in the end, so I'm not going to worry about it. Blank was Jay Lethal's name in Special K.
Hydro.
Hydro is correct. Daphne was a valet in Ring of Honor under the name of Blank.
I knew she was in Ring of Honor. I did not know that she did not go by the name Daphne, so I'm just going to guess, did she go under her real name?
It was Lucy she competed under.
Mm.
All right. Wrestling legend Blank was a special guest ref for the Punk Styles match at Our Best and later feuded with Punk.
Now, I believe this one was actually Ricky Steamboat.
Oh, we finally got that right. Ricky Steamboat. Jim Cornette once had a debate with Blank of CZW.
Was it John Zandig?
Zandig is correct. And finally, James Maritato and Tony Mameluke had a match for Blank at the first Glory by Honor.
Oh, I saw this in my research. Wasn't it the rights to the FBI gimmick?
That is correct. All right, that gives you 8 points for 25. You have won. You have come back 7 years later and successfully, once again, won the Ring of Honor trivia game.
Honestly, I'm even though I won by 9 points over Rob and Jesse, I'm still kind of surprised.
It may be pulling the humble act still.
Just because like early like pre 2005 Ring of Honor is still a blind spot for me. But
wow, really rubbing it in here.
He's like, I can't believe how dumb Jesse and Robin were. I didn't think I knew anything about Ring of Honor.
Like I to be fair, I was actually kind of nervous doing this. So I had fun and I'm glad it worked out. For me in the end.
Yeah, glad it worked out.
Wow, the sandbagging on this guy. Jesus.
Well, my goodness. We were talking before that we're all right around the same age, and we're really too young to have watched Ring of Honor, like this era of Ring of Honor in person. I would have been like, you know, 8 or 9 years old during like the middle of the Gabe era. So like we're not like, you know, Joe, you're talking about how you were at like half of these shows and things like that. It's like, we're probably not like the ultimate people to be on this type of a show.
Just, I would penalize you, but you already came in last, tied for last. So there's not a lot I could do for you there, but we do have a tiebreaker that I keep just in case of an event like this. And Jesse and Robin, you are tied. So we will sort out who came in second here. Now I'm going to give you a category.
Can it be naming Brian Danielson title challengers again?
No, I'm afraid not. That one has been covered. I'm going to give you a category. You tell me the number you think is the proper number for that category, and whoever comes closest wins. So you can either shoot me a DM somewhere or what have you. But your category is the total number of events Gabe Sapolsky booked for Ring of Honor. So from 2002 to 2008, how many events did he book? In terms of things like, you know, when they taped, Cage Match has like their short-lived TV show. I didn't count those. The pay-per-view, sometimes those are kind of split. I counted those as one event. So with that in mind, how many events did Gabe Sapolsky book for Ring of Honor in his 6+ year run with the company? Okay. Sean, do you have a guess, since I have
my initial gauge is that obviously, you know, Man Up was, I think, the 161st show, because they were doing the whole 161 thing that led up to the Age of the Falls debut. So that sort of gives me a gauge. I would say somewhere around 200, but I'm not sure of an exact number.
All right. So Sean's in the 200 range. We have Jesse, who guessed 210. And then we have Robin, who guessed 212. And the correct answer is 212.
Oh, wow. Robin nailed it on the ball.
My goodness. I think the second time we've had someone hit the tiebreaker. Exactly.
I was thinking 210 was too high, and then Sean kind of reassured me, because I was thinking of the 100 show, and I was like,
yeah, that was my same logic. So it's like double that and a bit more.
Yeah, and like, how many shows were they running per year? Like, probably around like a little over 30 or something like that. But then I was like, no, it's under 200. But wow, I mean, I was too off, so I can't get.
Yeah, you were awfully close. All right. So, Sean, you are the winner. You get to plug whatever you have going on first.
Okay. So I guess I'll plug first the most recent stuff I did on Voices of Wrestling. I was part of the All Out review with Suit Williams, who is a maniac and does so much for the site. And I'll also plug the final part of my article series covering crossovers between pro wrestling and auto racing, mainly NASCAR. The third part of that series talked about TNA, which, as if you know anything about TNA, involves a lot of Hermie Sadler. So if you're into Hermie Sadler talk, that's an article you can check out. And then I guess the other thing I'll plug, wrestling related, is that I'm still doing a sort of diary thing on the Be the Booker forums for my EWR WCW game. Currently I am, let's see, where am I on the posting? The last thing I did was February 2003, which is interesting because I am starting to integrate like Ring of Honor guys into the game now. So that's fun. I think that's pretty much, and that's on the Be the Booker forums where they post, where they have a lot of mods and stuff and people can post their diaries and stuff like that. I guess the other thing I'll say is that I'll be at the AEW show in Wilkes-Barre, the Dynamite show, next Wednesday. So, if you happen to be in the area and you're going to the show in Wilkes-Barre, I'll be there. So there you go.
All right. Very good. And, Jesse, what's going on in your world?
I have the Gentleman's Wrestling podcast. It runs probably like once every 2 or 3 weeks, right here on the Voices of Wrestling podcast network. I also write on occasion. Usually my writing process for the Voices of Wrestling website is, what article can I write that is going to get the most people yelling at Rich Kreach on Twitter? So that's usually the kind of creative process I go through. And you can check out my work on the website.
All right, very good. And Robin, what's going on in your world?
I guess the main thing for me to plug these days would be the Wrestling 101 project. Off the top of my head, I think, yeah, both you, Joe, and Sean have been kind enough to contribute to at this point. We'll have to rope in Jesse at some point. The elevator pitch for the 101 is it's a selection of 101 wrestling matches that we felt are important to have a familiarity with as a wrestling fan, in order to be fluently conversant in the language of wrestling. It's not like 101 of the best matches that have ever happened. It's more stuff that gets referenced a lot, and it makes up the building blocks of how we talk about wrestling. It's not just a list, though. It's for each match, we have like a guest writer come in, do a guest testimonial about what makes the match important, add some context for if you're a first-time viewer, and then some recommended further viewing if, you know, you watch the match and you want to see more of that sort of thing. So that can be like a jump-off point for further exploration. It's pretty broad. It's not like 80 WWE matches and 15 WCW matches. It kind of tries to spray to all fields. It's the sort of thing a wrestling nerd that's listening to a wrestling quiz show about a Gabe-era ROH might enjoy. So, yeah, we've been fortunate enough to have quite a lot of great writers come in and do a lot of great writing about a lot of great matches. So if that's something that interests you, voiceofwrestling.com is the place to check that out. Awesome. Other than that, if you're looking to follow me on Twitter or Blue Sky, not sure why you would, but you can find me at TheRDouble. That's TheRDouble. It's mostly sports and comics tweets nowadays, but wrestling does sneak in there every now and again.
Very good. And I will say the Five Star Match Game, it's a proud member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Follow us on Twitter or X at Five Star Match Game with the number 5, or email us at fivestarmatchgame@gmail.com with 5 spelled out. If you'd like to make a donation, please visit our Red Circle page and click the button. Great if you do, fine if you don't. And our logo was designed by Rich Craich, and the show may be edited for entertainment purposes. And that does it for us. I'll be back shooting for October. I have some ideas. Will it come to fruition? We will find out. But until then, thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My name is Tyler Fornes, and I am one of the co-hosts of the Good, the Bad, and the Hungy AEW podcast here on the Voice of Wrestling Podcasting Network. We take a broad scope approach to the world of All Elite Wrestling and the entire universe of Tony Khan. We talk about the big matches, the big stars, the promos, the storylines, and we also look at it from a big picture perspective. How are things going to change over the course of the next 10 years with AEW still in the picture? How are companies like WWE going to adapt and adjust to AEW? Are they going to be a similar way like they did with WCW in the late 1990s? Will there be a counterpunch? We talk about all of that and more on The Good, The Bad, and The Hungy every week on the Voice of Wrestling Network.